Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Ordinary People.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, we heard a version from John's Gospel that described the call of Andrew and his brother Simon Peter. It was Jesus who called them, of course, after John the Baptist pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God. We were told that Jesus invited them to come and see, and so they did. Eventually, they became part of the band of 12 apostles. Today, we hear the version from Mark's Gospel, where Jesus, walking along the Sea of Galilee, calls forth Simon and Andrew, both, as well as James and John, from their work as fishermen. Here, too, they follow Jesus immediately with no hesitancy. The attraction must have been strong for them to leave everything and follow an unknown preacher. Whichever version we prefer, John's or Mark's, there are salient details in both that give us a clear and vivid image of what is happening. The central figure is Jesus himself, newly baptized and eager to launch the mission given him by his Father. The time of John the Baptist, his prophetic cousin, has passed. Now is the time of the Anointed One, the Christ. The message is a powerful announcement of an earth-shattering reality. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The hallmarks of these vocation narratives are striking. The calls are immediate, unconditional, and complete. There is no lollygagging here, no waiting to consider the pros and cons, no hesitancy or separation anxiety. There is only one response in the now with one's whole heart and soul. This is the picture of discipleship. This is the model given to us by the Savior himself, an invitation to ordinary people who are about their ordinary work. Isn't that who we are too? If not now, when?